The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And once again, welcome back. 8 o'clock Central Time right now. 844-769-2944, the number to call. We have 10% off all North American Urban Spice products this week, as well as White Harvest Heirloom Seed Kits and Willard Water Plant Catalyst. And, of course, we have closeouts on the Real Anthony Fauci book, as well as Silver Shield Sanitizer. We can save 30% off of that. And, of course, those of you who want to donate, we have right here the Joyce Riley commemorative coffee mug. Says, knowledge is power, with Joyce at the Constitution and the flag on the front, the Power Hour logo on the back. And you can have one of these things for $100 or more donation. We're going to send it to you shipping free. And, of course, remind you that the Power Hour is also on Substack, and we appreciate your support that way. Your donations keep us on the air. ThePowerMall.com is where you can subscribe to our newsletters, get news highlights, other information you may have missed or need regarding your efforts to maintain your health, because your health is numero uno. Right? Okay. There were a couple things that I wanted to get to real quick. By the way, for those of you who don't know about, I just talked about as we left the show this last hour, about the high school kids being threatened with detentions for booing an LGBT video. This took place at Edison High School in Huntington Beach, California. So that should tell you a lot. And of course, they were being shown this Pride Month video in math class. Really? Math class? And they're being shown a Pride Month video in math class. They start booing, and the teacher told them, shut up or you're getting detention. First off, I got a question why they're showing that video in math class, because they sure are learning math. Wow. The craziness of the world. Oh, good news. There is Mitt Romney's approval rating in Utah's dropping. Most say he shouldn't seek re-election, according to a recent Deseret News Hinckley Institute Politics poll found. And, of course, we have the Plandemic 3, The Great Awakening, full unedited movie for you to watch free if you just go to our website. Wow. And we got a few things happening in the In Case You Missed It column, but the only way you're going to find that out is if you subscribe to our email blast on thepowerhour.com. Now, I've got this book that I've been casually meandering through here, and the book is called 12 Steps to Boundaryless Success, Your Time Is Now by Brett K. Oop. And, of course, this book is going to be out, I guess, is it this year? Brett Oop, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. So now you have six of the top performing auto dealerships in the Southeast U.S., right?
Yes, we do. We just added number seven this week.
Oh, my goodness. All right. So what kind of cars do you sell? Not electric vehicles, right?
I mean, everybody's going to sell electric vehicles at some point. I mean, each one of the manufacturers are adding an offering. Toyota just added their offering. We have Toyota, Nissan, Chevy, GMC. We have Ford, and we have Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Ford's got a couple. We elected in those for Ford because of the requirements they had to sell. We elected not to participate in their program, but that's more so based on where the dealership is and the appetite for the electric vehicle. Chevrolet, we're going to sell them. Toyota, we're going to sell them. Nissan, we're going to sell them. CDJR hasn't come out with them, but the dealership that I just acquired is in California, and there's a larger appetite out in California for electric than there is anywhere else. So that's an Infiniti store. As the Infiniti starts rolling it out, we'll be selling those electrics there.
Wow. And people out there will buy them, of course, because they think that they're contributing to the carbon footprint reduction, which I still am having a hard time with this, Brett. you know, success is measured in a lot of different ways. And, of course, this is why you wrote the book. And I've been encouraging people, even late in life, to do something and step outside the box and do something that makes a difference.
Absolutely. I don't think there's a time stamp based on being successful. I think the mental part of it keeps people from taking action, because as they start aging, they think that it's impossible to do something. And, playing on what you just said, there's the time to stop is when you take your last breath.
That's what I've always been saying, because retirement is not one of my words in my vocabulary, even though I use it. The word retire is expressed in the Bible twice, and it means to go in your tent, sleep, and get up and go to work the next day.
That's
so
right. Well,
you were raised as a pastor's kid, right?
Correct.
Yeah, so see, you've been ingrained in the word like I have been, so we all kind of share that commonality here. But the thing is that, you know, we, and I'm talking about our audience here, which a lot of them are getting up in age, and they're all sitting there thinking, I'm getting a little too old for this stuff. I just can't do this anymore. You know, that's when they're giving up. And I try to encourage our listeners, especially the older they get, the more they need to work toward success in their life and doing things. And it isn't so much volunteerism too, because I mean, look at you, you've got all these auto dealerships, and now you just bought one out in California. Now I still have this issue with, you know, what people are going to say when they have to pay $22,000 to replace the battery in their car. I mean, I guess that's an afterthought that people don't really care about, but, I gotta ask, you know, success is measured in different ways.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, success is measured based on what your end result or your visualization of achievement is. I mean, your idea and my idea may be two different ideas, but the way I always teach and I mentor folks is success to me is based on what you're capable of versus what you do. The world bases success on what they think the achievement of others should be, but you know in your head and your heart what you're capable of and what you left on the table today. And that is what success is based on, not what the worldly definition of success, not what the worldly definition of achievement. It's based on what we know we can do, and we know we did.
Well, and see, the thing is I'm always looking at situations where people are stuck in a rut. I mean, that's the first thing. First off, you have to recognize, and I think you probably did this a long time ago, had that come to Jesus meeting. You know, you have one life, and you basically are wanting to teach people to awaken what lies within themselves to execute each day with excellence and to be equipped to leave an impactful footprint on the world. Well, a lot of people got to, first off, have that come to Jesus meeting and get out of that rut that they're stuck in. How do they do that? I mean, you know, I'm going to go through your book. I don't want to do it line for line and word for word, but chapter for chapter, you know, I've told people, look, if what you're doing right now is not working, then reimagine yourself, reinvent yourself. Can you give me some oversight on that, or insight rather?
Well, the whole idea of reimagine yourself, and just to give people a snippet rather than the entire thing is that at some point when you got started, you knew what you wanted to achieve. You knew where you wanted to go, and you knew what your idea of success is. And that's whether it's in a relationship, that's whether it's in personal, and that's whether it's financial, and that's whether it's professional. And what happens is we get going, we experience some adversity. And as we experience adversity, a lot give up and they quit. Or they, you know, to use an analogy from a car, they put it in neutral rather than keeping it in drive. Some people put it in reverse and go backwards. Yeah. And so the whole idea of reimagining yourself is go back to that day. You know, when we graduate college or some don't go to college and we get started, we're very excited about where we're going to go. When we start a new relationship, we're very excited about where we're going to go. When we make a personal goal, whether it's financial, whether it's health, whether it's relational, we're very excited about where it's going to go. But when we get started and we bump our head, we go, wait a minute, there's a little adversity here. Let me put it in neutral. Let me put it in reverse. And so the whole idea of reimagining yourself is sit down and go back and think of the thought process when I had those feelings, and then sit down and reimagine where the end result's going to be, make a list of execution steps, and then start keeping that in front of you to keep you excited so you can keep going forward and going back to the achieving what you thought you could at the very beginning.
Well, see, and this is affirmations is what these are. You put them on the wall so you can see them, but the bigger situation is that people are always paying attention to what happened in their past, and this is what you're talking about, putting the car in reverse. They don't want to go backwards, but they can't seem to shake all the stuff that's happened in the past, and it prevents them from moving forward because all they can think about was all the mistakes they made and not how they can reinvent themselves. You see that a lot in people?
Yeah, I mean, people focus on the mistakes in a negative response. Rather, a mistake doesn't change who I am. It doesn't change who I'm capable of. And the difference between the people who have a difficult time getting back on the road versus the people that keep it in drive is that they let the mistakes almost get in a situation where it makes them feel like less of a person. It makes them feel like that they're not a good accomplisher, like they can't achieve their goals, and lowers their self-esteem versus what people that continue to keep it in drive, they look at it and say, okay, I hit my head today. I knew what I was capable of doing, but I didn't do it. But it doesn't define me as a person. I need to extract the lesson. I need to take the lesson. So I'm still going to make mistakes down the road, but I've got this one figured out. When I see that one coming, I'm going to do a different response next time. And, you know, to use an analogy, when I first started my career, when I did hiring, about 80% of the hiring, I made mistakes. I didn't see the warning signs going forward. I didn't see the talented people going forward. And I hired some folks that I probably shouldn't have, and I didn't hire some people that I probably should have. And the goal, I read, you know, Jack Welch's book, and the goal was to get to a 50% situation where I made 50% less mistakes. There was never going to be a time where you made 100% less mistakes. And I think the same thing as going forward, if that makes sense.
Well, it does, but I mean, you have to disconnect yourself from all the bad experiences and the opinions and the regret and the guilt and the shame and the lies that you may have told yourself, negative self-talk. I mean, these are some of the things that, you know, you have to turn that around or you can't move forward. I mean, this is like what my mom was yelling at me one day when I was a little kid. I probably was about 4 or 5 years old, and she was looking down at me and giving me the business for not keeping up and not staying with her and not holding her hand. And she walked right into a cement pillar in a shopping mall, knocked her silly, knocked her glasses off her face, and knocked her on the ground. I mean, she literally was not paying attention to what she was doing moving forward, putting one foot in front of the other, and instead just walked right into this pillar and knocked her silly. And people, of course, ran to her aid, and I thought, you know, I said, Mom, you know, if you would have been looking ahead, you wouldn't have walked into that post. That's what I said.
Yeah, I think that's what you're saying has a whole has a whole situation where you have to figure out what it is you want to do, where you're going, what your goals, dreams, aspirations are, rather than just getting in the car with no end result. I mean, it would be like if you and I decided to take a ride today and we didn't have a speedometer, we didn't have a map, we didn't have a gas gauge, and we had no intention of where we were going today. We're going to wake up. If we had a goal in New York, we might end up in Miami, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, you know what's amazing, folks? Now, this is the thing. The phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. You have the gentleman who's written the new book. It'll be out in September, 12 Steps to Boundaryless Success. All right. Understand that Brett Oob has survived a private plane crash, a brain tumor, and paralysis. And he just bought a seventh car dealership. Now, I'm telling you something about car dealerships. If you don't know, it is no easy feat even buying one, let alone seven. I mean, you literally have to have some serious financial pull and know a lot of people in order to make that work. And then you got to get out there, market it, promote it. And you always, you know, see some of these people on late night TV. You remember the guy out in California, that Cal Worthington, you used to see him on late night TV pushing cars, you know. And so, but you have to do that if you want to be successful. But see, the thing is what Brett has been through has overcome a lot of obstacles in order to get to where he is now. So, but see, the thing is that each one of these obstacles that you were talking about, you had to stop, pause, and retrain your brain, didn't you?
There's no doubt. I mean, the whole preface of this book is, you know, when I got started, I had very few people around me that other than from a morality standpoint, my dad wasn't in business. His relational and personal all came organically. And other than modeling, he didn't do a lot of teaching, not because he wasn't a great guy. It's just not something that was in his wheelhouse. And so, you know, the lessons that I've learned, I've kind of, rather than being taught, I had to just kind of run up against the wall, bump my head, and then turn around and figure it out. And I thought, well, how can I help people get further faster is to memorialize the lessons and the steps that I was taught through personal grit. And I could help people get further faster if I could put it into practical steps rather than just motivation, which is what typically you do when you go follow somebody that is highly successful. They'll give you a lot of motivation. They'll give you a lot of buzzwords. Not that there's anything wrong with those things, but if you could have 12 practical steps that you could apply it to your life, along with the motivation, determination, and grit, how much further could you go?
Yep. A lot of it has to do with attitude, I think, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's no doubt attitude's part of it, but you still got to have the actualization steps of, man, I got a great attitude, I got great motivation, but what can I specifically do to apply that to my life and apply that to my situation so that I could get further faster?
I'm just wondering, Brett, because I know there's a lot of people out there, and we all sit there and think about our future and where we see ourselves in 5 years. We even sometimes, some of us have a hard time, depending on our age, trying to understand where we're going to see ourselves in 1 year, let alone five. And so, you know, I guess, you know, when we're trying to think about what kind of changes we want to bring about in our life, whether we even want change in our life, whether we're just content to sit there and wallow in self-pity. I mean, this is just the opposite of success, is it not?
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And I think the reason why people stagnate is because they can't see themselves, kind of what you just said, they can't see themselves going any further. And they get very discouraged. They get very stagnant. They get very, you know, lack of a better term, where they actually put it in reverse instead of keeping it in drive or even putting it in neutral. And the reimagine yourself helps people reimagine. And then as you go through the book, actually get specific steps to put the vehicle back in drive and get going on the pointed in the direction of success.
See, and the thing is, too, a lot of people, they're so inundated. And see, we spend the first hour of the show most of the time talking about stuff that's going on in the world. And a lot of people are letting this get to them. And the thing is that we can only control what is within our personal realm of control. And the idea is not to make or continue to make bad mistakes, which keep repeating this process. That's the definition of insanity, doing the same thing for the next 10 years you did the last 10 years, expecting different results. So in you even have a chapter about evaluating the way you think inside and what all of this external influences mean to you or don't mean or shouldn't mean.
Well, if you want to change your world, your specific world, you got to change your thinking. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, you're saying, you know, do the same thing, expect a different result. It's a lot of people, the only thing that they have in their world is what they've done before. And so they'll get discouraged and say, okay, I'm going to make a change. And they do the same thing. And then they go see people like me end up in these type of situations rather than finding new material. And going back to the reimagine yourself, you have to get started of seeing what that success looks like, visualizing what that success looks like in the respect of seeing yourself getting that situation and experiencing wild success and what that looks like specifically in your world, and reimagine yourself in the point where you see yourself walking through that world already being successful, and then you trace it back to how do I get there?
Yeah, well, see, that's all part of rediscovering your strengths. I mean, the thing is that most people, you know, when I've ever attended some of these motivational speaking workshops, they tell you to take a piece of paper and a pencil and write down all of the things that you're good at, all the things you wish you could be good at, and all the things you were tried that you failed at. You ever done that?
Yeah, there's no doubt. I've experienced some of those situations, but the missing link there is how do I get there? The missing link is what are the other steps to get it over the finish line? And that's where we kind of connected the dots, is the 12 practical steps that walk you through the entire situation and keep the motivation, the determination, and the steps to apply with the motivation and determination so that you can make it to the finish line.
Yep. And see, the thing is that, you know, we've all been brainwashed in this world right now with what everybody is calling the new normal. And we're like, well, wait a minute, that's not the new normal I know. We don't agree with what the government is doing. We are just trying to survive. I mean, that's what most people are doing. And the thing is if you're reimagining yourself or reinventing yourself, aren't you in fact creating a new norm for yourself? A new normal?
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, if you let new normal be driven by external forces, I mean, you know, in every, you know, you started talking about electrical cars, and I mean, there's a difference in what your personal beliefs on electrical cars versus succeeding in a world as it relates today. And I think when we're talking about motivation, determination, and the 12 steps to boundaryless success, it's realizing no matter what the external forces are, I can find a way to move forward regardless if I take the steps and if I apply them with motivation, determination, and execution.
Right. And so, I mean, as part of this, you basically have to put on paper what you need to do to grow personally as well as successfully, correct?
Yeah, but, you know, what you need to do to grow personally is a different part than figuring out where you want to go specifically and then back stepping to what steps you have to take to get there and then holding yourself accountable. And there's, you know, other steps. We don't want to over jump the book and keep you from looking at it and helping you to grow and guide. But specifically, I mean, generally speaking, that's exactly what you're saying.
Right. Well, and see, perseverance is another thing, too. And if you don't persevere, you're not going to be successful. You found that out in your own personal situation, right?
There's no doubt about it. I mean, if you go back to if you go all the way back to the first thing you said when you were introducing your audience, you're talking about surviving a personal plane crash. Well, one of the reasons that you train yourself, one of the reasons that you would absorb the material 12 steps to boundaryless success and grow yourself in advance is the same reason that we were able to survive the plane crash. I mean, I first started taking pilot license lessons. I'm like, man, I can already take off a plane. I can already land a plane. Why do I have to go through these specific steps? Well, the specific steps are designed that in the moment of crisis that you can have a professional reflex and guide the plane down, which is exactly what happened in our situation. Is all of a sudden the worst case scenario happened and you got to take over with a professional reflex without thinking about it. Same thing when you have a surgeon that's working on you. When I had brain surgery, I didn't want the brain surgeon that was going to stop and go, hey, hang on, guys. You know, keep him on oxygen. I got to go look in this book and remember what I need to do. You wanted somebody that had already learned those specific steps, and they became a subconscious reaction where it was a professional reflex. And it was the same thing when we're talking about anything else, 12 steps to boundaryless success, is we want to absorb that material to the point where we get to those specific areas. We're operating as professional reflex. We don't even have to think about it anymore because we've trained ourselves in that respect.
For sure. And so this is one of the reasons why you wrote the book. And of course, now it's going to be released in September. For those of you who want more information on the book, you can go to brettoub.com. Now that's BrettOubre.com. That's brettoub.com. It looks like Oubre, but it's pronounced Oub. All right. Brett Oub, OUBRE.com. And of course, you can look that up. And so now the thing is that, you know, people, I've told them, look, what I did was I started up an LLC as a consultant because, you know, those who can't do teach. And if you've been through or close to a foreclosure, this is where I have been spending the last like 13 years of my life dealing in situations like this where it matters, people staying in their home. You know, this is a success pattern as well because people are writing books about it now. And so, I mean, we're both authors, and I get where you're coming from. And I think that it was one of these, this book, 12 Steps to Boundaryless Success, was something that you basically, you had to do. You had to put it into words because each one teach one.
Well, no, again, I put mine into words because, you know, when I got started, I had very little mentorship, and you know, most of it I had to figure out practically on my own. And, you know, I had this burning desire in my heart to help other people figure it out. That's, you know, the books and the teachings that I had read were motivational in nature, which were great. I mean, that's, motivation is certainly, an attitude is certainly something that you got to have. But I was looking for steps to help people get further faster, that they can be practical, that they can apply right away. But obviously, as you alluded to a few minutes ago, you have to have the motivation, the determination, and the attitude. Otherwise, the rest of it doesn't come into play.
Yeah, well, we appreciate that. Thanks, Brett Oub, for your time on the phone today. Well, you're going to be back with more news and your phone calls after this break. Stay with us.
There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And it's 32 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time here on this Tuesday. Dave Krieger with you here on the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us, especially if you're listening to us on TalkStreamLive.com. That's another great way because that gets our rankings up. We're in 34th place out of 50 different alternative media news shows out there, and we could be higher if you listen to us on TalkStreamLive.com. Let's see, the Power Mall, we've got, it's open, by the way, the lines are open, 877-817-9829. You can get 10% off of all North American Urban Spice products this week, as well as the White Harvest Heirloom Seed Kits and Willard Water Plant Catalyst while supplies last. We also have closeouts on the Real Anthony Fauci, 20% off that. Silver Shield Sanitizer, 30% off that. And just a reminder, these donations help to keep the Power Hour on the air. And, of course, if you need more information about who we are and what we do, thepowerhour.com, thepowerhour.com. We even have a forum you can share information on. All you got to do is register. You can visit us on Substack as well. If you want to send a donation in to us, P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. Now, there's another thing I want to talk about real quick, and that's ricksatelliteusa.com. Now, they have a satellite system that tunes right into Galaxy 19, use your TV set to calibrate it. And unless you plug it into the internet, your government is not going to know what you're listening to. And you can listen to channels all over the world. But you have to be able to point the dish to the south. And so, you know, Rick's going to want to talk to you because here's the deal. If you write us a letter, either send it to us at our snail mail address at P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814, or go online and email us at support@thepowerhour.com. That's support@thepowerhour.com. Let us know why you deserve one of RickSatelliteUSA.com systems. Because somebody donated a system for Rick to give away. But see, we don't want to just give it to everybody because not everybody can use satellite dishes. So Rick's got to be able to talk to you. So if you're going to send us a letter telling us why you deserve one of those systems, because Rick's given one away himself, Rick's got to be able to call you and make sure that you can use it before you're considered for the giveaway. So you want to make sure you put a phone number on your correspondence so we know where to reach you, because Rick will call you directly. And if you want to call him with your questions before you submit a letter, you can do that. 816-228-1801. That's 816-228-1801. Rick Kaler with RickSatelliteUSA.com. Be happy to talk to you about that. And of course, that is a giveaway item. All right. We're not telling you to buy anything. It's not a commercial. It's what we call a humanitarian effort to get our information out there. And we appreciate that. 844-769-2944. And of course, for those of you Treat Williams fans out there, he played in Once Upon a Time in America, Everwood. He was on a couple of other interesting movies. He might have been in Mulholland Falls, I'm not sure. But he died tragically in a motorcycle accident yesterday. Don't know if you knew that or not, who Treat Williams was. Anyway, that's sad. God rest his soul. He was a good actor. For those of you who are traveling in Philadelphia, understand now, we told you yesterday that the East Coast artery of I-95 is going to be facing months of delay after an elevated section of that stretch of highway collapsed Sunday morning due to a flammable cargo fire at the exit ramp under an overpass, and it melted the steel support structures of the highway, which caused the section to collapse, and now they're going to have to fix it, and that's going to take time. You might want to find another way to get around that area. There's reports of dead fish washing up on the Texas Gulf Coast due to low oxygen. Yeah, as of Friday, they started washing ashore last week. Menhaden, Gulf Menhaden, is what the species impacted by the fish kill was mostly. So you should understand that. And of course, yesterday we talked to you about the White House accused of violating the flag code, U.S. flag code at Section 7E. And I quote, "The flag of the United States of America should be at the center and at the highest point of the group when a number of flags of states or localities or pennants of societies are grouped and displayed from staffs. The U.S. flag code decrees that the American flag must always be in the dominant, not subservient position. Sleepy Joe, commander in chief, defaced the American flag by flanking the alphabet cult flag at the White House, according to conservative political commentator Benny Johnson." So nothing like a commentator, huh? So he hung the pride flag in the center and put the U.S. flags on either side of it. That is the disgrace we're talking about. And it's obvious, based on that alone, that he does not care about the United States government or the horse it rode in on. Nor does he care about our liberty. And of course, a lot of what is happening now that's rather Orwellian in nature is censorship. This is a problem. And if you're playing on social media, maybe you need to revisit that. Because people who play on social media, it's like, what kind of life do you have? And if you notice who plays on social media most of the time, and if you want to jump on the phone right now, the phone lines are wide open for the next 20 minutes. 844-769-2944 if you are listening to us between 7 and 9 Central Time right now. That means you got to add to the math. It's 8 to 10 Eastern, right? 6 to 8 Mountain, 5 to 7 Central. You got to do the math and say, okay, yeah, that's my time. I can call in. and chime in. We'd love to hear what you're thinking, what you thought about our last half hour's guest. But the thing is that, you know, these things about censorship. Journalist Michael Schellenberger has termed this the censorship industrial complex. And of course, there is a lawsuit pending right now that's about to go to the Supreme Court, Missouri v. Biden. Talks all about prior government censorship. So, you know, if you don't want censorship, you're going to have to start speaking out. Now, does that mean that you have to be an activist? Does it also have to mean that you have to hide, not say anything for fear you'll be called out? This is a tough scenario here. Government lawyers weren't, for example, able to block the deposition of Anthony Fauci. He had to answer some pointed questions about his COVID policies for the first time under threat of penalty of perjury under a microscope. And he seemed to have the Watergate syndrome, the sudden onset amnesia during his deposition. I don't remember. I can't recall. Remember that? John Mitchell, James, John Dean, all of these. Yeah, all these guys. Most of them aren't even around anymore. Some of them are still, but most of them aren't. So when you realize the facets of censorship and what they're trying to do, they're using social media to try to silence we the people. And then when you couple that with artificial intelligence, you don't get bibbidi-bobbidi boutique either. What you get is everything falls on deaf ears. Kind of sad when it falls on deaf ears and they censor you. You can't communicate with people. All your thought processes go right out the window and AI starts to censor every little thing you say. And you don't understand, many of you that are looking at Alexia and Siri and all these other things, understand that these are also a form of artificial intelligence and they catalog everything you say, everything you ask. They know your patterns of behavior. Of course, oh, but it's convenient. It's convenient. See, they get us so used to convenience. You know, why do I want to make life difficult when everything is so convenient? Yeah, get the chip in your head. Get the chip in your hand. Wave it over the scanner and look at how convenient that is. I just paid for my groceries. Came right out of my bank account. And what? What do you mean I don't get groceries this week because I posted something on social media? Wait a minute. See, then all of a sudden, life doesn't make sense anymore. Because, see, we have to stop this disinformation, misinformation, and malinformation. We have to debunk it, prebunk it, and do all the other distasteful work of censorship. Make it more palatable. Go along to get along. Phil in Florida, you're on the phone. How are you, sir? I haven't talked to you in a while.
Good morning, Dave. I wanted to touch on the comment you made with the last guest, who was an interesting guest. I hope we could learn more about him in the future. But this has been an issue I've raised over the years since I first got active after the 9/11 attacks, you know, and the WMDs is when I became an activist with anti-war and 9/11. You know, and once something opened your eyes, Dave, as you know, your eyes are open to see all this other stuff. And one of the comments you made was, you know, a lot of our listeners during the first hour, we take in all the news, you know, and it can be overwhelming. And what I would like to see as far as maybe possible guests in the future, if they even exist, is people that deal with this issue. For those of us who maybe are involved in activism, I feel like I feel like the last 15, 20 years of my life was like you know, tilting at windmills, man. And I feel like I missed it, you know. And every day is just so daggone, to, you know, because when you could see the BS and everything, everything's around you. And I know I can't be the only one, man. This stuff can make, you know, if allowed, can miss your life, you know, and life could, you know, it could be a drag, you know, and I get it.
I get it, Phil. I know exactly what you're saying, because I hear it from a lot of other people. No, you are not alone. Phil, you're not alone in that thought process. And this is the thing. I guess we do have to have the pep talk. This is one of the reasons why, Phil, that I'm glad you're doing what you're doing, because obviously it was meant for you to wake up and be the activist that you're being, because I know you're involved in civic organizations as well. I know you do that. And the thing is, it's good because we need people. And the Bible even speaks about the body of believers in Christ being the church. And we're going to get a little spiritual here just for a minute, because I want to make a point, because we're not all teachers. We're not all pastors. We're not all mathematicians. We're not all these different things. We all have different focal points that we are there to express as part of the body of believers in Christ. As a Christian, we have the opportunity to be a witness to other people in so many different facets, and this is one of mine, is to be able to get on the phone, get on the air, and communicate with people, which is why I'm glad you called, because, see, we get
Can
to have
I say
this conversation.
One more thing?
Go ahead.
I've had other people say, geez, Phil, you need to go out and have some fun. You know, they don't, you know, life isn't all about. And then they ask me, what do you like to do for fun? And I said, I don't have a clue, man.
Well, you know, I was expecting you to say, well, you're not going to see me go out and drink a Bud Light. That's for damn sure.
I mean, yeah, right.
Yeah. I figured you were going to say at least
you,
that. I appreciate it, Phil. Thank you so much. No, we got to have this. Yeah, God bless you, sir. We got to have this pep talk. I like to make fun of the news. I don't know if you've noticed that or not. But see, we have a government that is begging to be made fun of. And if you have something you want to poke fun, that's why the phone lines are open. You know, because, see, there's a point to be made, because they circulate like these clown faces of Biden are circulating on Facebook. And you wonder, gee, I wonder how long they're going to stay on there, because Facebook obviously is liberal. They're a bunch of libtards that run it. And you got to understand that we make fun of stuff, and in the process of analyzing it, because we want to alert people. That's why we're here. To alert people to the things that are actually going on that make a difference, and to downplay those things that don't make a difference, because Phil's right. You can't go around just internalizing all this stuff. This is what Brett Oob was talking about in this last half hour. If you go out and you start internalizing all of this stuff, then you start getting depressed, and then you start losing your momentum and your steam. Then you don't want to go out and have fun. Then you want to stay home and do whatever rather than go out and enjoy life and nature. But hey, you go out and enjoy life and you can run into all these different scenarios, because the country has not become that much of a safe place anymore. In fact, the United States, if you look at some of these back channel websites, is one of the most dangerous places to live in. And you're sitting there going, oh, come on, wait a minute. This is the opinion of a few. And these few probably have lost faith because they've seen so many negative things. They choose to write about it. And when you choose to start writing about all the negative things, then you have this propensity to start looking for negative things. If you don't agree with me, please get on the phone right now, 844-769-2944, and try and change my mind. Because that's what freedom of speech is all about. And we have that here in the show. That's why we talk about stuff like this, stuff that's positive, stuff that's uplifting. Yes, of course, there's bad news. Then we have good news, like Mitt Romney's popularity is tanking in Utah. And everybody that knows Rhino Mitt understands why his See, we're all ahead of the game here. See, we already have in our mind why his popularity is tanking, why he shouldn't run again, why the polls are all saying, Mitt, you're an idiot, get out, while there's still time. Yeah, he became a senator so he could sit there and chew on everybody for coming to Trump's defense, which then shows your true colors. Then we go back to the biblical principle of ye shall know them by their fruits, right? So if we look at the positive and we sit there and evaluate all the things that are going on, especially in politics, because that seems to be one thing that, you know, you don't talk about at the dinner table, but we talk about on the show a lot, is politics and what goes on. Because, see, sometimes then we get defeatist attitudes as a result and we give up. That is exactly what the psyops of our government is trying to get people to do, to give up. To give up on the family unit, and especially to give up on God. You don't need God in your life anymore. You need to go out and have a sex change. Oh, that'll make things better. You see, their twisted minds are shaped by the devil and all of his devil spirits. And I have been told by several religious factions out there, one of which I studied with for 3 years in the ministry, that, you know, you have Beelzebub and you have all these other devil spirits out there that they talk about, Legion. And there is actually a Jesus devil spirit who is the counterpart to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. This is what I was taught, is that for every reality, there is a fiction. And see, the thing is that that's why all these authors write all these books about fiction, because they get people to read this fiction work and fantasize about how life could be. And you see, that's one of the reasons why I think Orwell wrote 1984, because he was looking at the negative and wrote about the way he sees things are going to be. But see, the way he wrote the book, funny, he wrote it in 1948. You know, about 1984, switch the numbers around. Yeah, for those of you with dyslexia, this is going to be problematic. The thing is, and that's a joke, okay? We have to make light of a lot of this stuff, treat it for what it is, and if it's psyops, call it out. That way people say, oh, I get it. They're trying to program this garbage in my brain so I have a miserable life. See, John 10:10 says, I have come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Remember that? This is Christ showing his disciples these things, right? It was right there in the good books, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, which to me was the ending and the fulfilling, the prophesying, complete full circle of the Old Testament and what Daniel and Jeremiah and Isaiah and all the prophets talked about. It all happened as Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John unfolded. Because it talked all about Christ's walk on this earth and what he did and what he said and how people need to use the New Testament. We're talking Acts and beyond for your application so that you can walk in the Spirit and understand. That's why we have the nine manifestations. I go back to 1 Corinthians 12, 13, and 14, folks. There's a reason why we have those three chapters. Chapter 13 is not meant to be pulled out and called the love chapter, but so many ministers marry people, and that's what they talk about. Love is patient and kind. Love is this. Love is that. All because that's what marriage is supposed to be about, loving one another. Nope. You took out, this is the problem with a lot of these ministers, is they take that chapter 13 out of context. You got to put it together with 12 and 14, and it explains the entire manifestations of the Spirit in full operation. So here's your lesson for today. Get out the good book and read 1 Corinthians 12, 13, and 14. Get out your concordance. Get out your translation, your Greek, Estrangelo-Aramaic text or whatever it is. If you have translation text, get it out and look at what this is and what we talk about here. This is what's going to be the most important to you in dealing with your life in the future, is whether or not you want to walk in love, and you're going to get down, you're going to pray about this, and you're going to manifest the Holy Spirit And if you start speaking in tongues, that's okay, because that's part of the manifestations, the nine manifestations. Speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, and prophecy, right? Word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discerning of spirits, faith, miracles, and healing. There are nine manifestations of the Spirit. If you just read them, they're right there in the Word of God. And you don't have to worry about walking around in fear and having a dull, boring-ass life. You're not meant to have that. You're meant to go out and bless other people's lives. I pray for this every single day. I pray for you every single day. All of our listeners out there in Power Hour Land, that you understand where we are coming from here. Share this with your friends. In the meantime, even though you see what's going on around you and you know how the devil is wreaking havoc in our world today, especially here in the United States, we are better than that. So God bless you. God bless what's left of the United States of America. We can rise above this. See you tomorrow.
Organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.